Andrew Jean's Closet of Sound is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Good evening. I am Ronald Reagan, speaking for General Electric. Tonight,
it's the fucking Closet of Sound.
It's the Closet of Sound.
The Closet of Sound!
It's the Closet of Sound!
With the cross-dressing, cross-gender podcasting queen.
Andrew Jean, and welcome to the show. Time to be alive. What a show of shows we got for you this time in the Closet of Sound. As usual, it's a cross-dressing, cross-genre podcasting queen, Andrew Jean. And we got something new from the raucous LA outfit, Capital Offender, in just a bit. So check him out. We got quite the sonic mess to confess. It's our 11th time in the dress. So we're going to have a little fun first, and later we'll have some stuff from across the pond, and then maybe some of the damn, oh my god. So let's do it, man, because we got to shake it out before we hang it up in a Closet of Sound.
Yeah.
want to fuck you up the ass.
You can stick it up your own, asshole.
I would if I could, bitch.
Hey, we're back. That first track, right at the start, was It's Gonna Be a Long Night by Ween, and then we had the Epoxies do a cover of Adam Ant's Beat My Guest, and then, of course, The Rascal King by the mighty, mighty Bosstones. So we're gonna play a track from a very intense, very hardworking band from LA called Capital Offender. I got a chance to speak with them. We'll hear from that right after this, because this is their song called Creatures of the Night. And it rules, so check it out.
Not a boy, but
Right? They will. I know. So let's get them on the phone. Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Who's all there with you?
So this is Trish, and then I've got Mike, our guitarist, our lead guitarist here too.
Oh, that's great. How you guys doing, man?
Doing good.
It's a good. Recovering. It's about 80 degrees over there.
Yeah, and bright and sunny. Unlike New York City right now.
Yeah, it's about 28 degrees over here. There's some snow on the ground.
Oh my God. Don't miss that.
Oh my God. So it's, you got to let me know how you guys met and how you got this started. It's, you guys have been around doing this for about a year now?
The two of us actually started this project, and the band we have now has been together about a year. But we started our songwriting process about 2 years ago, and we met really classy.
Thanks. So then, what's your creative process, right? You do most of the writing, is that right?
Yeah, actually, that's why I wanted to have Mike here. We actually split the writing between the two of us. But the two of us write all of the music. We pretty much only play originals. And it's a very, like, organic process when it comes to our songwriting. Mike comes up with a riff, and I'll just start freestyling lyrics till we find something that's catchy. Or I'll, like, come up with lyrics singing in my car by myself, and Mike will come in like, I gotta read that. Yeah.
Sometimes. It was funny. The Creatures of the Night, Trish actually had a set of lyrics and a melody kind of already in place before I had any music going for it. So it was just a matter of me finding music that fit around that. And there's a couple of songs that we've done like that. But that one was actually kind of annoying. It took a good 30 minutes for me to come up with them. Usually we like put the bass idea together really quick, but that one she kept saying that doesn't work. And then I remembered it, an old riff I had been kicking around.
What about, I don't know too much about Damien and Hero.
Oh, no worries. We've got, so we actually just became a five piece. We were a four. But we've got a rhythm guitarist, Tony. We've got Hero, who is now our bass player. He used to be on drums. And we've got a really bitching drummer, Damien. But
Tony and Damien just like came in like within the last 3 weeks. And Tony had actually played with us when we first moved to Los Angeles for a little bit, like just kind of rehearsed with us a few times. And then he had like scheduling issues. But we'd always sort of kept in touch with him, and then he has a pretty free schedule now, and so I hit him up and said, you know, can you come in and play rhythm guitar? And then he knows Damien, and he's a really good drummer, and he's come in and done some really nice things so far, so it's pretty fun and exciting to have the new people.
It gives us more like a wall of sound, too. Now with the two guitars and a really heavy bass, it just kind of amps it up for like our live shows.
So you guys just straightened out to the five piece. Is that, it's going to be the five of you guys next week at the slide bar then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, did you guys ever meet the Dolly Rots before?
Yeah, I actually really like the Dolly Rots. I found out about them because I used to have a Sirius unit and I was addicted to Little Steven's Underground Garage. And they always got a lot of play on there.
I was listening to Get Weird by them, which is really good. They just put out their last album a couple months ago, right?
I think so, yeah.
They're actually playing the night with Joe Betty.
Cinemassa. And you guys were at, was it the Down and Out last week?
Yeah.
We actually, that's our first time playing the Down and Out, but we played downtown LA. That's pretty much where we've been playing for the last 6 months. They've got like a ton of new cool rock bars in downtown Los Angeles, and it's just like a new scene kind of emerging. So where it used to be like the Sunset Strip, I mean, those venues are still great, but for new and like starting up artists or even like good local bands,
it's a pretty accessible place to be playing as a newer band.
Yeah,
I would say so for sure.
It's great. It's pretty different over here. And you guys got to play with the Memphis Vampires a few times?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're actually, Tony and Damien are new members. That's their other project. So we're really good friends with them. They do, like, amazing, like, rockabilly covers, but, like, as a more punk modern feel. And they're actually going to be doing their own originals as well with that project coming up soon.
Yeah, I really wanted to hear more originals from them because they do awesome covers, but that's all I keep finding are some of their covers, which are great, but yeah, they're really talented. They're great.
Yeah, we've been pushing them like every time because we see them like twice a week. So we're like, when are you guys going to start doing originals? When are you guys going to start? Like, we have fun doing it here. Do your own thing too. So they told us they're finally pulling out a bunch. I think they're going to play them at their show a couple at least.
So what do you guys do when you're not performing and writing? What else are you guys into?
That's about it, honestly.
Music is pretty much like our lives. Like, if we're not performing and writing, we're going to other people's shows.
You're 100% on this then. That's outstanding.
Yeah.
Well, we moved here about a year and a half ago because Mike and I met in D.C. And we just weren't really satisfied with what we were finding. I know DC has a scene, but we just wanted to mix it up. And so we moved out here a year and a half ago. Like, and we're just jumping into the deep end. Like, let's do music all deep. That's it. Like,
I also am getting older and I'm sick of cold weather. It's really the important thing there. I wanted to be somewhere where there's no snow during the year. So
yeah, you guys are really talented, but really that's the only way to pull out every drop of it is just to storm into it to the fullest degree. It's outstanding. And you guys got more coming soon around the springtime?
Yeah, we actually were just discussing it.
Yeah, we're going to be working on an EP really soon, and we're hoping to have probably a 3-song EP out sometime in May, is what it looks like. So, we have tons of songs, but like we've got all completely written out and have been rehearsing we know how we want to go. So it's just a matter of picking like our favorites at this point. We want to get some really nice recordings done that are going to sound really sharp. I've also gotten like my guitar playing kind of excelled in the last several months. So I'm like to the record heard. I actually,
we're not the kids we used to be.
Yeah. Everything has to be just so before you put it all out, I understand.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're pretty excited because we're all, and then there's, you know, in some of the songs too, they've, after we've been playing them for even just a few months, some of them have been working on them a little bit longer, like some of the first songs that me and Trish wrote together have evolved so much from the initial writing to now where it's like there's, sometimes they've taken on completely new lives. So it's fun to hear that.
It's like more dynamic.
Yeah.
No, that the process changes everything. Versus what first came in your head. Yeah, absolutely.
But I would say that's my favorite thing is like going from singing a random melody in my car 2 years ago to hearing it completely live and full of sound and life. It's just like that's what I fucking love. Like, You're like, I was singing that driving through like a mall. So, what happened? This is great.
As long as you guys let us hear some of your stuff when you're done with it, just make sure we can get our hands on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll be the first person to get it.
I want to thank you guys so sincerely. It was a genuine pleasure.
Well,
thanks for having us.
Thank you guys so much. So check them out. Capital Offender on Facebook. Like them. Find a show because they do them all the time. They do not stop. Capital Offender on SoundCloud. They're on the streets of LA and they're ready to strike. More to come pretty soon. So thank you, Trish. Thank you, Mike, Tony, Hero, Damien. Capital Offender's at the top of our wanted list here in chilly Philly with your fucking 80 degrees over there. So keep it up and stay hungry. Thank you so much. And all of you stay right here, because we got a whole lot more buried in the closet of sound.
We'll be right back. Sub-Zero wins Fatality.
master control to survive.
Women like courtesy on a date. I got in trouble once on a date. I didn't open the car door for her. Instead, I just swam for the surface. I like to play chess with old men in the park. Of course, the tough part about playing chess with old men in the park is finding 32 of them.
And we're back. That first track was a nice favorite of mine called Be Mean by the Tweens, then New Direction by Gorilla Biscuits, and then Hold Back the Rain by Duran Duran, followed by a mix of Laserhawk, Power Glove, RTRY. Check out our page for more. It's all suggested by our chief strategist and pleasure man, Shane Costales. Thank you so much. And what do you say we have a little fun then? So let's call a sex line. We got a certain 85 cents a minute service here. So let's get saucy.
Get ready for the time of your life. Existing callers, press 1. New guys, hang on. I'm so excited you joined my party. Hundreds of girls are online live right now, just waiting for you to connect.
Whatever your pleasure, we can handle it. Come experience explosive triple X-rated pleasures with one of our sexy college co-eds, busty babes, or mature ladies. If it's ethnic action you're craving, we've got you covered. We have sweet, petite Asian girls that know how to please. Or try a luscious black beauty. Like to walk on the wild side? Our sexy shemales will show you the best of both worlds. Have you been a bad boy? You need a little discipline. One of our supreme bitches will teach you who's in charge.
And what type of girl are you looking for?
Mature.
What do you consider mature?
Above 40.
All right, just a moment.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Courtney. How are you?
Good, how you doing?
I'm good. Tell me about yourself. What do you look like?
I didn't know if, see, I never did this before. I don't know if you could call me Dana.
Okay, Dana.
Oh, there's no Dana.
There's only Zool.
What?
It's just that there's no Dana.
There's only Zool. We are waiting for the Keymaster for the coming of Gozer.
So where are you right now?
I'm in my bedroom. Where are you?
I'm on break at a Stuckey's Gas and Go in Kingston, New Jersey. What are you wearing?
I have on a pair of black thong satin panties. So, you're at a gas station?
Yeah. I just finished my break. I just had to clean Mountain Dew off my pants.
Oh, okay.
It was bad because I have chronic bilateral dermatitis in both of my thighs. So I have to apply ammonium lactate ointment every 12 hours or else my skin gets inflamed. What do you like to play with?
I like to play with dildos. I like to play with a real cock.
I used to play with a tic-tac-throw game until my dog ate one of the sandbags and died.
Now I have 7 cats. What are you doing with your hands?
I play with my pussy. I play with my ass.
You know what I'm doing with my hand right now?
Playing with your dick?
I'm filling out an SF-329C form. So my wages are being garnished in the IRS, and I just can't believe that this is what my life turned out to be. What color's your bra?
I don't have a bra on. Just panties.
You want to pretend we're at the beach?
Okay.
So I'm coming out of the hotel room, right? Are you going for a swim?
I am.
We're on a private beach. There's no one here.
Okay.
So you're coming out of the water. And let's pretend I didn't lose the custody battle for both my kids and I just got off the phone with them and I'm coming out to bring us mojitos. You're coming out of the water, coming up through the tide. What do you do next?
Start taking off of my bathing suit top.
Ah, that's great. Thank you so much. I'll see you.
Ya está hecho y no haces nada más. Seguro querés gritar, seguro querés cambiar. Si no te apuras un poco, ya no va a importar. No para mí, sin embargo sé. No para mí, sin embargo sé. Lo sé, sé bien. Tengo muy pocas cosas claras, mucho de qué dudar. El espacio, el tiempo, la dimensión, el venir y el porvenir. No ser el yo, no yo, que no es nada para mí.
No para mí, sin embargo sé. No para mí, sin embargo sé. Lo sé, sé bien.
Reclamo perdida toda esperanza, ¿quién le puede importar? Si es que todo ya está hecho y no haces nada más. Seguro querés gritar, seguro querés cambiar. Si no te apuras un poco, ya no va a importar.
あ、違うね。この歯かな？違うか。この歯だ！
Time of day. I beat a lot of crime away. There's nothing, baby, I can take. With that crime, I'm gonna lick your body, eh? It's no kind of big deal. No kind of just steal. I don't feel like no heel. When I'm born, said I'm born, yeah I'm born, I'm born to kill. Said I'm born, yeah I'm born, no I'm born, well I'm born to kill. Chill on and drive my bag. Don't tread on my toes and don't skip in my bag. Shit, I won't chop you real fine, fine, fine. Well, take a chance, honey, you can be mine. It's no kind of big deal. I know kind of get steel. I don't feel like no heel. Said I'm born, yeah I'm born, yeah I'm born, well I'm born to kill. Said I'm born, no I'm born, yeah I'm born, well I'm born to kill.
History Month, you find
ridiculous.
Why?
You're going to relegate my history to a month?
Oh, come on.
What do you do with yours? Which month is White History Month?
Well,
come on, tell me.
I'm Jewish.
Okay, which month is Jewish History Month?
There isn't one.
Oh, why not?
Yeah.
You want one?
No.
I don't either. I don't want a Black History Month. Black history is American history.
How are we going to get rid of racism?
Stop talking about it. I'm going to stop calling you a white man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you to stop calling me a black man. I know you as Mike Wallace. You know me as Morgan Freeman.
All the nights, all the fights, you are out of sight.
Man, come on now. You heard Nada Para Mi by the She-Devils, who, outstanding, I'll have to play more of them. Save It For Later by the English Beat, Born to Kill by the Damned, and that was Wasted and Ready by Ben Keller. Queller. Like us on Facebook, Andrew Jean's Closet of Sound, subscribe on iTunes or Podomatic, or send us a carrier pigeon. We're a trained seal. And until the very soon next time, I'm your cross-dressing, cross-genre podcasting queen, Andrew Jean. Thank you guys so much. All of you, we love you. This episode is dedicated to the memory of Lila Alcorn, Lamia Beard, and anybody else with the uncommon courage to truly be themselves.